Pennsylvania and Florida Avenue residence halls. The groups want to know why their paychecks are going up 1.5% when lawmakers pledged a 3% increase for the U of I. Jim McGuire is president of AFSCME Local 698. He says initial contract talks centered on a wage increase of around 2.5%, but later administrators lowered that amount to what employees have received in recent years. McGuire says he doesn't buy their main reason for the change.
They use the excuse that their energy costs were too high. They knew before we started negotiating that contract and they started talking about that 2.5% that their energy costs were high. They had done an audit about their energy costs. So that to us seems kind of specious.
U of I spokesman Tom Hardy, meanwhile, says a 3% increase from the state doesn't necessarily mean salaries will go up that much. And he says $27 million in new energy costs and other operational expenses had a lot to do with that. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Some Illinois lawmakers say the state should expand its sex offender registry to include those with convictions that happened decades ago. We have that story from Sean Crawford.
Many sex offenders don't have to provide their names and addresses to the state because their crimes took place long before Illinois approved the registry in 1996. This came as a surprise to Stacy Lloyd. She'd been sending her children to an unlicensed home daycare center in Sangamon County. When she heard a rumor about the man in the home, she checked the state registry's website but found no mention of him. Only later, going through the county's court documents, did she discover the truth about the man whom the children affectionately referred to as Grandpa.
To my gut-wrenching discovery, there he was. Grandpa had a conviction for sexually assaulting several children in his home.
Those incidents took place in the early 1980s, so the man had no requirement to register with the state. Lloyd says she has no evidence the man acted inappropriately with her children or others being cared for at the home, but she says parents have a right to know the location of sex offenders no matter when the crimes took place. A group of Republican lawmakers plans to push for legislation to change the registry, although a similar effort stalled recently in the Illinois House. I'm Sean Crawford.
One law enforcement advocacy group is pushing Illinois lawmakers to find more money for preschool education. As Natalie Moore reports, they say it's a concrete way to fight crime.
Getting children into school early could potentially prevent them from turning to crime and save the state millions of dollars down the road. A new report by Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, says that dropout rates fuel violence. The Illinois chapter is part of a national group of police chiefs, prosecutors, and others in law enforcement. The group says early education leads to better graduation rates, which is linked to reduced violence.
This is not just some academic exercise, but we're actually, this is crime prevention, and that's what our members are here to say.
Jeff Kirsch is vice president of Fight Crime, which estimates increasing graduation rates by 10% would prevent 150 murders in Illinois each year. Kirsch says half of Illinois preschoolers are in some type of education program and calls on lawmakers to pump much more into such programs. The group acknowledges, though, that the poor economy and the state's fiscal problems might make that difficult. I'm Natalie Moore.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This program is underwritten by the Economic Development Office of the City of Cape Coral in Southwest Florida. Cape Coral is one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. and a key destination for business expansion. More information is available at www.bizcapecoral.com.
And at 4:34, our weather forecast comes from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers are found across central Illinois into the afternoon hours. By mid-afternoon, temperatures rose in the lower 80s in areas that saw some filtered sunshine. Cloudier locations remained in the 70s. Willard Airport now is raised up to 80 degrees or 79 or 78 degrees at Willard at the top of the hour, 80 degrees on Friends Plaza, as we're seeing a little bit more sunshine after some fairly substantial rains through parts of the day today. A large upper level low pressure system spinning over the upper Mississippi River Valley will continue to influence our weather into tomorrow. Some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms are possible into this evening. After that, another disturbance moving in from the southwest will bring a chance of showers back to the state by tomorrow morning. Warmer and more muggy conditions can be expected through the end of the week because of that southerly flow. Our forecast does call for occasional showers through tonight and all the way through the forecast period, really before Sunday we cool off a little bit and it becomes partly sunny late in the day. Tonight, cloudy with occasional showers, a low 67, winds from the southeast at 7 to 14 miles an hour. For tomorrow, Cloudy and humid with some showers and thunderstorms. Ed Kieser calling for a high of 84 with south winds at 8 to 16. Tomorrow night will be partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, the low 68. Then kind of a wet weekend, but dry breaks too. Intervals of clouds and sun for Saturday. Warm and humid with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88. Chance of a few showers or storms Saturday night, the low 64. Then Sunday mostly cloudy. A chance of a few showers in the morning, then becoming partly sunny and a touch cooler, the high 83. 80 degrees at 435.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Despite our constitutional separation of church and state, our politics and our religion have not always been all that separate. From the days of abolitionist ministers to Catholic-Protestant differences over prohibition to abortion and now embryonic stem cell research, there have always been potent, divisive issues with a strong religious dimension. Well, do religious groups have too much influence on our politics? A new poll from the Pew Research Center has some surprising news.